Dr. Pinsky dictating, email, I am in, William Warrell, W-A-R-R-E-L-L, Jr. William Warrell, Jr. is a 60-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 9-10-22, but he was lifting a heavy pallet at a fire fundraiser and injured his abdomen. But he was seen at Atlantic Care emergently afterwards. Paired with further evaluation, he understands his final diagnosis to be a diastasis. But this was treated conservatively without surgical intervention. But he's no longer receiving any active care. Paired in paragraph, as per his claim petition on 9-10-22, he was lifting and sustained a hernia. Paired medical records show he was seen at Shore, S-H-O-R-E, specialty consultants on 12-13-99, period. This was for his routine medical problems, including type 2 diabetes mellitus and dyslipidemia. Period, his diabetes was thought to be uncontrolled, and he was taking medication for it. Period. His overweight status was also uncontrolled. Period. Laboratory studies were done in conjunction with his general medical care. Paired new paragraph, on 12-18-19, he was seen by Dr. Almanzar as a new patient to discuss diabetes management and medication refills. Paired labs on 12-10-19 revealed poorly controlled diabetes as reflected by hemoglobin A1C of 9.5%. Paired. His former primary care physician recently introduced Rybelsus in addition to glimepiride and metformin. However, he stopped after a few doses due to concerns about long-term side effects. Period. He was also somewhat limited due to chronic right knee pain, secondary to a suspected meniscal tear. But this is being managed by Shore Orthopedics, and a recent MRI was pending. Period. He was also requesting a podiatry referral due to mild fungal eruption involving the left, third, and fourth toenails. Period. He continued to be seen in this group over the next many months. Period. On 129-20, he was there for a six-week chronic disease management visit. Brady had recovered well from left meniscal repair on 12-27-19 and was currently participating in outpatient physical therapy. Brady had gained about 6 pounds due to sedentary behavior. Period. His diabetes control had improved with dietary modification and a combination dual hypoglycemic agents. Period. He was going to continue with therapy for his knee. Period. Treatment with this group was ongoing. Period. New paragraph on 9-1-22, comma, 9 days before the subject event, comma, he had a follow-up visit, noting his A1C was 10.9% in May of 2022 and 6.5% currently, signifying excellent glycemic control. Period. Had a CAT scan on 8/31/22 at the request of pulmonology. Period. Had demonstrated moderate air trapping and moderate coronary artery calcifications, as well as possible pulmonary artery hypertension. Period. He underwent an echocardiogram on 9/29/22. period. Mr. Morrell was also seen here on 12-1-22, stating since his last visit, he was evaluated at AtlantiCare Regional Medical Center for non-obstructive ventral hernia. Paired supportive care was advised. Paired underwent a normal cardiac evaluation, including non-ischemic nuclear stress test. Paired his hemoglobin A1C was unchanged at 6.6%, and he continues to do well on an ADA diet and three oral hypoglycemic agents. Paired history included degenerative joint disease and ventral hernia. Period. However, scratch the physical exam, soft. Physical exam of the abdomen found it to be soft and non-tender. Period. There was a ventral hernia with no signs of incarceration. Period. They elected to monitor that disorder. Period. There was no description of any interim treatment he may have received. Paired in a paragraph. He was seen at the emergency room on 9-10-22 with abdominal pain for one day. Period. He was at work and moving wood pallets when he felt a sudden tear and pop with burning in his upper abdominal area. Period. He noticed that when he lays down and sits up, there is a bulge in his upper abdominal area. Period. Exam found. Express that. History is remarkable for neck surgery by Dr. Delasota as well as left foot surgery. Period. Physical exam found a ventral hernia at the abdomen. Period. He was then released from care to home. Period. In the paragraph, the petitioner was also seen by Cape Regional Physician Associates on 9-20-22 for an evaluation of a hernia. Period. He works in construction and is a volunteer firefighter who was at a work party for the fire department when he felt a pop and some discomfort in his epigastrium for about 2 minutes after lifting a pallet. Period. Since then, he had been asymptomatic. Period. However, he had a large bulge in his epigastrium when he sits up from lying down. Period. There was no evidence of a bulge when he is standing or at other times. Period. He spoke to his son, who was a nurse, who told him he should get that checked at the emergency room to make sure he does not have a hernia. But he was seen at the emergency room where he was and was rendered a diagnosis of ventral hernia. Period. He was then referred to this practice. Period. The physician's name is not included on it, but the diagnosis was diastasis recti, R-E-C-T-I. He explained this is not a pathologic condition, but is more of a cosmetic issue. Period. There was no evidence of an actual hernia appreciated on the exam that day. Period. They discussed what to look for regarding hernias. Period. The patient anticipates returning to work the following Monday. Period. He requested the office fill out some disability paperwork, which they were going to do. Period. He should follow up with his primary care physician for his ongoing health maintenance. Period. Clinical exam did find diastasis recti in the upper abdomen. Period. Genitourinary exam was normal. Period. On 9-28-22, he did undergo a nuclear stress test. Period. Those results do not need to be is inserted here. Physical exam. General appearance. He stated he had a long trip yesterday from out west, visiting his son who serves in the military. Pretty wore a firefighter hoodie type outfit. Pretty was on vacation in Mexico last month. Period. Go directly to abdomen. There was an elliptical shaped bulge in the upper central abdomen measuring 5 inches by 2 inches when he lifted his head or laid supine. Period. When standing, it went flat. Period. The rest of the abdominal exam is normal and groin is normal. And then hips and pelvis maneuvers are normal. Impressions. William Morrell Jr. alleges to have injured his abdomen while at work on 9/10/22 at a party. Period. He was seen at the emergency room the same day and diagnosed with a ventral hernia. Pretty then came under the care of Dr. Benedetto, B-E-N-E-D-E-T-T-O, and others. Period. He was advised that this diastasis recti was simply a cosmetic issue and not pathologic. Period. No surgery or other interventions were rendered. Period. New paragraph, the current examination found the diastasis recti bulge as noted above. Period. He did not have any hernias in the inguinal region. Period. New paragraph. There is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the abdomen. It is noted by Dr. Benedetto. His condition was not pathologic but cosmetic. Pretty carried a diagnosis of diastasis recti. Period. The presence of this condition does not appear to have interfered with the petitioner's work activities that remained physically strenuous. Period. And that is the end.